Jesus really needed something, he would get alone, and sometimes he would go out into the desert and he would pray. And so today I did that. I went out into the desert. I went up into Estrella Mountain, and I prayed for you. And I was thinking of a lot of you by face. I haven't learned all your names yet. I know some of you, but prayed for you. And I'm asking God each day that he would open your heart and open your mind and open your eyes. And adults, I've prayed for you too, that God would just help you as you go through a work week and everything that you're doing here. But boys and girls and teenagers tonight, I am so glad you're here. And how many of you came back for the second night? Tonight's your second night. All right, great. You can put your hands down. How many of you, it's your first night? All right, great. We're glad for you as well. And we had a good time last night. Now, I want you to come back every night this week. We only have three more nights, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And each night we're going to a different campsite in the Bible. Last night we went to campsite number one along the shore. And we learned about Simon, who was called by Jesus to follow him. And Simon was, he was feeling pretty frustrated with life. But Jesus came at just the right time, and he showed him that he is the Son of God, and he has power over all of creation. And Simon fell down on his knees at the end of the story, and he told Jesus, he said, "I'm just a sinner. Who am I?" That was basically the message. And Jesus says to him, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." In another place in the Bible, he says, "Follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men." And so, boys and girls, tonight we're going to campsite number two, and I'm going to change it up just a little bit from what you heard in class tonight. So we're going to go to actually two different places for campsite number two. The first place we'll go is to a city called Jericho, and we're going to learn a little bit about a man named Zacchaeus, and I know some of you have heard about him already, but then we're going to go to another place, a place called Sychar, and we're going to learn about a woman at the well. So you guys will get to be Zacchaeus tonight, and you girls will get to be the woman at the well tonight. And we're going to look at both people. So you think you can hang with me if I read a little bit more tonight? I'll be faster with the preaching, but a little bit longer with the reading. So we're going to do that. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 19, it says, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. And he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press." Time out, press. Remember last night I said the multitude of people, hundreds of people following Jesus? That's the press. They were all pressing against each other, trying to get to Jesus. And Zacchaeus wanted to see him too. And the Bible says he could not because he was little of stature. It means he was a wee little man. I heard some of the classes singing the Zacchaeus song. And he's a wee little man. In our church back home, the kids go, he was a wee little man. He wasn't quite that small, but he was probably just around 4 feet tall. He wasn't very big at all, maybe even shorter than that. And the Bible says, "And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him," Jesus, "for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, 'Zacchaeus, make haste,'" that means hurry up, "and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured." Who's they? Everybody else. They all grumbled. They all murmured. They had a problem. By the way, grumblers and murmurers have a problem a lot of times. And so it says they grumbled, they murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold," 4 times what I took. And Jesus said unto him, "This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Now that's you guys, okay? You're Zacchaeus tonight. But you girls, there's a whole other story. And the Bible tells us in John chapter 4 about the woman at the well. And I just want to read you a little bit there. The Bible says, "When therefore the Lord," that's Jesus, "knew how the Pharisees had baptized," the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, "he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria." Now, I'm going to skip a little bit ahead here, but the Bible says that he needed to go through Samaria because there was a woman there, and he would go to a well where this woman would happen to be coming. And the Bible says she came out at the 6th hour, about noon. Some people have different ideas, but probably around noon, the hottest part of the day, and she was going there to draw water. And when Jesus gets there, he sits down, he's tired, and she's on her way, and she comes along, and they start talking. And as they're talking, here's what Jesus says. He asks her for a drink of water, and she turns around and says, "How is it that thou," talking to Jesus, "being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." The woman saith unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water," talking about the well, "shall thirst again." You guys are thirsty, aren't you? All the time out here, you got to drink lots of water. That's what Jesus is talking about. He says, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." And here's what she says. The woman saith unto him, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." Let's just pray real quick. Father, I thank you for this night. I thank you for these boys and girls. Thank you for these adults. Lord, I do believe that Satan is trying to resist us tonight. And I do pray now that the Holy Spirit of God would combat Satan, would hold him back. Lord, would give me liberty to preach, would help me to make sense to the boys and girls. God, lead me. And I pray they would listen tonight. Open their hearts and their eyes. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Two different stories here tonight. First, we have Zacchaeus, and I know you've heard about him. And then we have the woman at the well, and I just talked about her. And both people in the Bible, they were outcasts. They were people that nobody liked. Anybody know somebody like that? The kid at school that people pick on, or maybe it's you. And maybe you're raising your hand pretending it's someone else, but in your heart you're thinking, no, it's me. I don't have any friends. I get picked on. People don't like me. Nobody likes me. Listen, these people were outcasts. In the story of Zacchaeus, it's a true story, but the Bible says that Jesus goes into town, and he comes into town, and there's a reason he's going through Jericho. Jesus is God's son. He knows all things, and God leads him, and he's coming through Jericho for Zacchaeus. But as he's traveling along, the people are pressing on him and they're getting around him. And Zacchaeus, he wants to know who Jesus is too. So he comes out. And the Bible says he's kind of looking and he's trying to push his way through the crowd and he can't see. And nobody will help him. Nobody lets him. Why is that? Because he was the chief publican. What is that? A publican's a tax collector. And here's what we need to know about these guys. They were Jewish people, along with all the other Jewish people, but they sold themselves to the Romans. The Romans were in charge of everything at that time. They weren't Jewish people. They were mean to the Jews, and the Jews hated the Romans. And so any man who became a tax collector, all of the other Jewish people hated that man then because they thought that he turned his back on them. They thought that he did something that was wrong. Okay, tonight I almost got it. During the penny offering, I threw some pennies in for the boys and I threw some in for the girls. I thought about just giving it all to the girls, but I knew what would happen. You guys would hate me because I would be a traitor for life, right? Yeah, maybe, kind of, no. All right, well, you know what we're talking about there. In boys against girls, you don't flip sides. In football, you don't score for the other team. In basketball, you stick with your people. In school, you're always with your friends. Listen, Zacchaeus was a man that when they looked at him, he was a total traitor. They hated him, and it got worse. Not only did he work for the Roman government, but the Romans would say, okay, you got to pay $10. And all that tax money, it would pay for the roads, and it would pay for the soldiers, and it would pay for the different things that were going on. So taxes aren't a bad thing, but they would say, but our tax collectors can charge however much they want. So this guy here, he's supposed to pay $10. And Zacchaeus comes along, he goes, $10. He goes, but I got to get paid too. You owe $20. Now he, yeah, that's right. No, I'm not paying $20. I owe $10. And the Bible says that that's how the people felt. They knew what they were supposed to pay. So they hated Zacchaeus. And they even said, he's a sinner. He's a thief. He steals from us. He takes from us. We cannot stand the publicans. And this guy is the boss of them all. He's the chief. He's the worst. He's a rat. Then we come over here in the town of Sychar, in the country of Samaria, and we find a woman who's also an outcast. The Bible says, it makes it very clear, she came to the well that day to draw water. Everybody needs water. All your animals need water. But she went to the well at the sixth hour. You know what? There wasn't anybody else there. The well was a place where people would hang out. Okay, so you guys have cell phones, some of you. You get online, right? You go on Snapchat, you get on Twitter, you talk back and forth that way. They didn't have any of that stuff. You couldn't text each other. So they'd go to the well at the same time, and that's where they'd catch up on everything. And all the ladies would talk at the well. But nobody goes to the well at the hottest part of the day. Mrs. Leader was telling me just the other day that there was a personal trainer, somebody who exercises for a living and teaches others, and they went running at like 1 o'clock. In the afternoon here in Arizona. They should have known better. You don't go running at 1 o'clock. It's too hot. And they died. So people didn't go to the well in the middle of the day. Why did this woman? Because every other woman hated her. She was all alone. She was an outcast. She was not accepted among everybody else. Zacchaeus was a thief. He was a traitor. He could not be accepted with his own people. And he knew it. And it broke his heart. And he was hating it. And it made him question everything about himself. The woman at the well feels the same way. She's been doing things that she shouldn't be doing. Basically, we'll just keep it like this. She's been taking husbands from other women. And she's done it 5 times at least. And now she's with another man that's not her husband. And Jesus comes along in both situations. And he meets both of those outcasts when nobody else would. Nobody wanted Zacchaeus, but Jesus did. Nobody wanted the woman at the well, but Jesus did. The Bible says that Jesus went through Jericho. The Bible says that he must needs go through Samaria. What does that mean? That means that God, who was leading Jesus, said, go there. And he was going there for her. Normally, the Jewish people would walk around Samaria. Did you notice when I was reading? She said, why would you, a Jew, have anything to do with me, a woman of Samaria? What she was saying is, the Jews never do anything with the Samaritans. Why are you here? What do you want? And he says, I want you. And what Jesus wanted, the Bible says in the very last verse in the passage with Zacchaeus in Luke there, chapter 19, the Bible says, for the Son of Man, that's Jesus himself, is come to seek and to save that which was lost. You know what's kind of sad though, boys and girls? In this crowd over here with Zacchaeus, the Bible says that Zacchaeus was looking and he was jumping and he was trying to see and he couldn't. He was too short. The people wouldn't let him through. That means everybody else wanted to see Jesus too. They all wanted to be healed. They all wanted to hear him teach. They all wanted to touch his clothes. You know what? They were following him for the wrong reason. They were following Jesus for his miracles. The Bible says some were following him for food. The Bible says that some were following him to see what he might do. But Jesus was looking for sinners who would follow him for salvation. And here's what happens with Zacchaeus. We'll come back to you girls, but listen for a moment, okay? The Bible says with Zacchaeus that Jesus comes along. Zacchaeus climbs a sycamore tree and he gets up in it and he looks down and he's watching over the crowd. Jesus walks right over. Now, the Bible doesn't talk about Zacchaeus in any other place. I don't think they'd ever met, but Jesus knows all things and he knew his name. And he walks up, he says, Zacchaeus, you come down, for I need to go to your house today. And he goes to Zacchaeus' house. And you know what's interesting? All those people who followed Jesus, they all grumbled and murmured now. They got a bad attitude. And they all said, what is Jesus doing going to a sinner's house? Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And a lot of times, boys and girls, people, they're interested in Jesus. They know about Jesus, but they don't know why Jesus came. And the whole reason he came was to seek and to save that which was lost. We're all lost. The Bible says, for all have sinned, but not everybody understands that. Not everybody gets it. Last night, I went through the Ten Commandments a little bit, and I asked the question, who here's ever lied? And who's ever stolen? And who's ever taken God's name in vain? And who's ever dishonored their parents? And hands were going up, and I wasn't joking, and I'm not making it funny. I'm very serious. That is sin against God. It's a breaking of God's law, and we have offended God. And you know what these people would do? They would look at other people and they'd go, well, you know, I mean, we do stuff that's not, it's not good, but it's not really that bad. You know, people do that today too. Sometimes people, they'll cuss and they'll think, well, I'm not a bad person. Or they'll talk bad about their parents behind their back, or even people in church will talk bad about the pastor or about people, other people in the church. They gossip and they think, well, that's not that bad. But if I took drugs or the drug dealers, those are the bad people. No, no, no. The Bible says if you have broken one of God's laws, you're guilty of all of them. You're a criminal in God's eyes. And the Bible says that God doesn't want that. Your sin separates you from God. You're an outcast to God. But that's not what God wants. The Bible says that God loves you so much. He sent Jesus to come to earth, to live a perfect life, to be beaten and murdered on our behalf, nailed to a cross, blood would come out, he would die, he would go to hell. While he was there, he would preach to those in prison, he would then rise again, he would take his blood and offer it to God, his blood. And he would say, God, because Jesus is not dead. He is alive. He rose again. And he stood before God. He said, here is my blood to pay for them. He said, I'm paying for those that are lost. The Bible says that's all of us. He paid for our sins. But you have to be like Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, when Jesus comes to his house, Zacchaeus listens. The Bible doesn't tell us everything that happens, everything they talk about, but it tells us the end. At the end of it all, Jesus says, today is salvation come to this house also, for he is a son of Abraham. So what does that mean? Have you ever sung the song Father Abraham? All right. Abraham, if we went back to the book of Genesis, all the way back to the beginning, the Bible says Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. How do you get saved? You believe that you are a sinner. You believe that Jesus did come and die for you, and you believe that he is the only way to be forgiven of all your sins. And you call on him out of a heart that says, I need him. And when you do that, that makes you a child of Abraham. You say, what does that mean? It means that you're just like Abraham. You have believed God for righteousness. Now, that's what Zacchaeus does. And you know what? There was proof of it. Last night, 9 kids came forward, 9 teenagers, kids. I don't know who all it was. They came forward and they said, I want to get saved. And they went back and they talked with a counselor and they were shown how to get saved. You know what the Bible says? If you look at Zacchaeus, his life changed. He was a thief before. But immediately, you know what he says to Jesus? He says, Lord, behold, I give everything that I've got back to the poor. And he says, and if I have stolen from any man, if I've taken from him by false accusation, that means if I lied about him and I got money from him, I will restore it fourfold. It means if I took $10 from him that I shouldn't have taken, I'll give him 40 to make up for it. 40. I'll fix it 4 times over. Zacchaeus got saved. He trusted in Jesus. Whatever Jesus told him that day, Zacchaeus believed it like Abraham believed God. And it was counted to him for righteousness. And he became a believer that day. And it changed his life. And now we have the woman at the well. And we're almost done. But the woman at the well, she's special too. She was an outcast. Nobody wanted her. The women said, you can't come with us to the well. And they would run her off. And she was all alone in life. She had nobody. She didn't even have a husband. She had different people in her life. They wanted her for a little while. And when they got what they wanted, they got rid of her. And she moved on and she moved on, and she was always an outcast. And one day she meets a man who can change her life. And she comes to this well, and it was, she's all alone. And when she meets Jesus, he starts talking to her about water. I hear water running in the sound back here. And he starts talking to her about water. And he says to her, he says, if you knew who you were talking to right now, you would have asked of me for living water. And she thinks he's talking about the well. And she says, how can you give me water? You don't even have a pot to dip it with. He says, no, no, no. He says, I am the Messiah. I am the Christ. I am the Savior. He tells her that later on. We didn't read it, but he does tell her that. And she believes it. And the Bible, but before that happens, when Jesus says, no, no, if I draw out of this well and give you water from this well, you'll be thirsty again. She goes, oh, that's not what I want. He says, if you take the water that I give you, you'll never thirst again. And you know what she says? This is amazing. She says, sir, give me that water that I don't, and basically I'm paraphrasing, but we can read it if we need to. She says, I don't want to come back to this well ever again. You know what that well was about? That well was where she remembered every day that she was an outcast. Every day she realized when she went to the well, nobody wants me. Nobody cares for me. Nobody loves me. I'm all alone. And you know what made Zacchaeus all alone in life and what made this woman at the well all alone in life? Same thing for both of them. Sin. It separated them from people, and our sin separates us from God. And Jesus came to her that day. The Bible says he must needs go through Samaria. He needed to go there so he can meet her. And he tells her the message I've told you tonight. And the Bible says she believes on him. And how do I know she believes on him? She then runs into the city. And when she goes in the city, she says, come meet a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? She says, he is the Savior. She starts bringing others to Jesus. Boys and girls, tonight is very similar to last night's message. We are all sinners, every last one of us. The problem is that we're blind to it. We oftentimes don't realize it. We need somebody to tell us. And to show us, that's why I took the Ten Commandments to show you. If you've broken God's law, you are a sinner. We all are sinners. The Bible declares it. And if tonight you're believing that, and you accept that in your heart, if that's something that you want to deal with, in a moment we'll have an invitation. Not just yet, but in a moment. And when we do, we're going to give you a chance to talk with an adult, and they'll take a Bible and they'll show you how to be forgiven by Jesus Christ of all your sin. Listen, we're outcasts with God. He doesn't want that. Sometimes we might be outcasts with people. Sometimes you might go home, and the truth is, mom and dad may not give you a lot of attention. You just kind of get pushed aside, and you don't matter. If this VBS is anything like our VBS, there's parents that don't even know you're here tonight. And they don't care. And I'm not being mean. I'm not being mean. But if that's you, you know it. You know it. And in your heart it hurts. Or maybe you go to school, and when you get to school, you just kind of put your head down. And we see the kids, they put their hat down, and they walk like this. Sometimes they put the hoodie on. They just don't even want to be noticed. They don't even feel like anybody cares. They're all alone in life. That's going on all across our country. And that's going on probably right here too. And maybe you feel completely alone tonight. Listen, I want to tell you two things. Number one, Jesus loves you. He loves you so much. Not only did he come to die for you, he established and made this church right here and gave these adults and the people here who are giving their time and they're giving their money and they're giving their prayers so that you might hear the gospel and you might get saved. The gospel is the good news of God's forgiveness through Jesus. And so you hear that and you believe on that and you call on him to save you and your lives are changed and you start coming here to this church and you start to grow and God does something powerful with you. Real quick, I was 18 years old when I heard that message. I was 15 when I first heard it, and I heard it all the way up until I was 18. It took me 3 years for God to break my blindness. When I was 18, I accepted him as my Savior, and he's changed my life. I wish I could tell you the things I used to do, but I don't. I don't tell people because I'm so embarrassed. I wish I could tell you the things my wife used to do before we were married, but I can't. I'm embarrassed. But I can tell you, whatever's going on in your life, Jesus Christ can change it. He can fix it. He loves you. He wants you as his follower. That's the message tonight.